To the final bell, the official Cats Geelong Cats podcast is back for another week. I'm joined again by Scotty Gallen and Zach Toohey after a terrific win on the weekend by Zach and the boys against North Melbourne. A real testing game of football, but a fantastic win here at GMHBA Stadium. A little bit later on, we're going to be talking with the skipper, Joel Selwood, the man who we've been dying to talk to. No, it's actually the other way around more so. I think he's been dying to get onto the podcast. We've been holding him back a little bit. We'll talk VFL as well with Angus Kramer, as we did after their huge win on the weekend. And Zach, I'm going to start with you. Welcome to you. Clearly you took offence to my suggestion last week that you couldn't kick goals from outside 60, and you just went bang on the weekend. Must have felt good.
If ever there was a mark where I wasn't going to pass, it was that one. A little bit of wind behind me, so can't take all the credit.
Oh, I was here at the ground, so was Scotty. It was not a breath of wind, just a perfect strike, a pure strike.
Into it,
football.
If anything. It was into it.
Now, I was interested in the celebration. It was muted to begin with, and then you sort of started to wind yourself into it as you ran back.
I think it occurred to me a few seconds after I kicked it how average I've been tracking. And then I thought, you know what? This is great. So I just enjoyed it a bit more.
It was a fantastic win. North Melbourne have been playing great football. Ben Brown, the leader for the Coleman medal, a strong midfield. All the elements that it was going to be a real test, but what an impressive performance.
Yeah, it was. And it was a really, the margin at the end, although I felt we certainly earned our win, it was two really solid defensive sides going head to head. And they got to within 10 points in the last quarter, and to kind of get on top the way we did was really satisfying way to win.
Now, the stats for this defense is stacking up since round 3 or 4. Mm. All the shows keep listing it. You're the best in the comp.
Misfits. Give me the Misfits.
The Misfits.
Yeah.
So give me the secret.
A steeplechaser, a high jumper, a pole vaulter, a Gaelic football player, and a North Melbourne full forward. It's not bad.
How do you all combine? What's the magic ingredient other than your leadership?
We started quite slowly and gave up some big scores in the first few weeks. And the good thing about underperforming, and I said it at the time, is if you want to take some positives of underperforming, it's that the mistakes are really obvious. And we addressed some things that we were doing blatantly just wrong. And you kind of hope it'll all come together and work out the way it has. But really, it's on the back of Jack Henry coming out of nowhere and Stewie going to another level and all those types.
And speaking of Tom Stewart, we did get a retro game on the weekend and it looked fantastic. The ground, the jumpers, everything like that. We did get word with selling the memorabilia, what is it called? The merchandise.
Merchandise.
There was supposedly a line, 8 long, all 8 in a row, walking up saying, well, what number would you like on the back of this new jumper that you've just purchased? Number 44, please. Next one, number 44, please. 8 in a row. Tom Stewart, huge fan. And he won even more admirers with his effort.
Oh, the carry-on.
The fake.
Oh, no, the carry-on. He was fine. Come back on. He was fine.
He was down. His season was over. He jumped back up and nailed the tackle.
As soon as the crowd started, I reckon he milked it. You know, once it started, standing up and clapping, and it was a bit of me time for Tom.
You don't reckon he needed to run to the bench? He just wanted the standing ovation?
I get it. Don't get me wrong. I get it. But he enjoyed it a bit too much for mine.
Now, as every week, we'd start with a start, stop and keep in the honourable tradition of peer assessments from leading teams days that worked so well here back a long time ago at the Cats. Stop. Zach, this one's towards you.
Hang on, here we go.
As well as you played and as nice as that goal was on the weekend, I think you need to stop taking the tackler on because Jai Simpkin jacked you
didn't
up.
He? Yeah, didn't he?
He's a 14-year-old kid.
And it wasn't great.
He weighs 38 kilo.
I slipped. I fell. It was nothing to do with the tackler. I fell into him.
Is there just a moment there when you think, I'm around him, I've got him covered, and then... Oh no!
It's pre-planned and you're like, I'm going to make this guy look silly. bit of edge time here, and you slip, and you go, oh well, that's my career gone.
And he got you.
He got me so good; it was a plum tackle.
Yeah. Well done to the kids.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Start, Scotty. You want to start?
Lid off. It's time. I don't think there's enough credit going this way because you know they beat North Melbourne by 5 goals. Oh yeah, it was at home. You know. But before that, North were going to win the flag. Wayne Carey came out, said they're good enough to win the flag. Okay. Gold Coast whack them. They beat Carlt. The loss to Essendon, fair enough. And the Sydney last quarter, I get that. But they've beaten everyone else. They beat Collingwood. I think this group, and I know Zach can't talk about it, but I just think sitting fourth and are going beautifully.
Port Adelaide in Adelaide, they knocked off.
Beat, lost to Hawthorn by a point or what, beat Melbourne round one. They've beaten everyone. I like the way they're playing, and I think they're going under the radar.
I love your optimism, and I'm as excited as you are. But can I ask to just temper that excitement touch?
Get out there.
Until
own it, Cameron.
We see Sunday afternoon against Richmond.
Who's that against? Oh, Richmond. Okay.
Richmond at the MCG.
Oops. And then have I gone a week too early?
Adelaide in Adelaide, Sydney in Sydney coming up after the bye. Is that going to tell us a little bit more? Or you're just saying blow
I've
the
seen
lead
enough
off right now?
If there's a medium little lull against those teams, that's fine. But I think Geelong, you know, Melbourne were going to win the flag by 20 goals. And look what happened. Collingwood get... Geelong are right in it as much as anyone. And I don't think it's quite getting the kudos they deserve.
It's Richmond on the weekend. It's the bye. Dogs Friday night at Etihad Stadium.
Probably a win.
Swans Thursday night SCG.
Swans don't win at the SCG anymore.
Adelaide Thursday night again.
Adelaide gone.
I tell you what, if it does go that way, as you're saying, and Melbourne bounce back from their loss to Collingwood and get on a little run, that will lead to one of the biggest Saturday night games in a long, long time here at GMHBA Stadium against the Demons.
Ooh.
Saturday night footy. That'd be a monster. And I tell you what, if they knock off all of those teams, as you're saying, Scotty, sorry, Zach, it's a little bit gone.
It's good to know we haven't won, you know. It takes the pressure off.
From us blokes who carry on. Well, can I just throw in a quick start then? The love for Jordan Cunico. We've touched occasionally on him throughout the podcast, but again on the weekend, 26 touches, kicked a goal, his outside run. Mm. Unbelievable. He is, I know Tom Stewart deservedly's got credit, Tim Kelly's got credit, all these other young players. Cunico's gone under the radar.
Yeah, massively. And we spoke, I spoke with a few of the more senior guys today just about how much he's grown. And a lot of the stuff he does off ball, like people don't see. But his transition and how much he covers the fat side of the ground is incredible. And all that touches, which is great, that's just reward for everything else he's doing. It's incredible.
What's his background? Who is he? What sort of kid is he?
I don't know. I didn't know Wells, he was till he played.
Well, you don't need to talk to the underlings. I understand that.
He's had an injury interrupted couple of years, and I mean, he weighed probably 12 kilos when he first got here, so he had to put on a bit of strength. But I like him as a bloke, and I was excited for him. I didn't think this year he was going to have such an influence. I still thought another year or two, maybe put on a few more kilos, be a bit strong. But he's exploded this year.
Yeah.
And his importance is massive.
The coaches have been pretty confident that he was going to be a player. So even through some injuries and, you know, getting AFL ready, there's always been confidence he would be a player. And he is.
Keep.
Oh,
we're at the Keep. What is that now, grin you're going to hate
what
this.
What is that grin
about? You're going to hate this, Zach. Scotty and I, we were discussing before you turned up. Keep Blitzarv's back. Yeah. Obvious statement, clearly. But it leads to the discussion around when Lachie Henderson, who excited, he played on the weekend, got through, I think, just over half. We'll talk to Angus about it soon on the weekend. Harry Taylor, talkies, he'll be back just after the bye. Henderson, Taylor come back into the senior team, or at least into the frame for selection in the senior team. You've got Blitzarv's doing a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. Collar Jasny's there. You've got Jack Henry doing a superb job. Yourself going okay. Jed Bewes doing a brilliant job. Throw in Tom Stewart in All-Australian form. What's that back six going to look like when Taylor and Henderson are available? Are they
automatic? Neither of them.
See? That's perfect. He's seen the light.
Next.
waiting for a straight bat response there. But
No, it is. It's going to be interesting. It's kind of, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. So it's kind of like, well, where's everyone fit now? Harry's probably got enough runs on the board. I reckon we can squeeze him in.
Well, Aaron Black being out.
Yeah.
There's the spot.
So there's one. And then, I mean, Hendo's played a lot of forward in his career. And I think he even played a bit of wing on the weekend. So it's going to be interesting. I'm glad it's not my problem. But I guess it's a good problem to have.
And you got the Cam Guthrie. I mean, he was playing more half back before he got injured. I reckon Hendo in particular, the VFL, he should be playing forward. You know, the buzzer, Asava role that's there. Maybe he can play that.
And with Hendo, no doubt, given the chunk of time he's
missed, got to play a month at least.
At least a month in the
VFL. For his own
which,
purposes.
Then I suppose it creates the scenario if Hendo's playing amazing football and somebody else has tailed off a little bit, then it comes down to who's the best player to play. But I'm glad you answered it like that, Zach, because the back six and the way that that defence is working right now, it is really seriously working. And you don't just make a change for the sake of reputation.
No, and that's not how we do it here anyway. But, I mean, we shouldn't forget how good Hendo can be down back. Like, he's incredible at that when he's doing it. But this back six has kind of gelled more than I think anybody would have anticipated. If you were told this would be the back six at the start of the year, you couldn't really have seen.
Yeah.
So it's a good problem, but yeah, I'm not sure.
Very good problem to have. It could be you blowing the lid off, Scotty. If you've got quality of Henderson and Taylor still to come back into a defensive team that is playing great footy. We've got to take a break because Joel Selwood, the skipper, is scheduled to turn up. He's been at you, hasn't he, to get on?
Harassment.
He's jealous of Paddy getting on.
He didn't like the fact we went Dangerfield over him first.
Yeah, which seemed like an obvious choice to me, but he didn't seem to agree with me.
So we will take a break. Angus Kramer's up next to talk VFL. The VFLW had a competition bye. We'll get to what they're facing this week in a second. And your questions all coming up next.
The Three Musketeers, Blink 182, Triple Threat, three in a row, the BLT, Selwood, Ablett, Dangerfield. There's no doubt the best things come in threes. And now the Geelong Cats introduce the MCG3 membership. You get entry to any three of our home and away games against the Pies, Bombers, Tigers or Hawks at the home of football in 2018. Price from $36, head to membership.geelongcats.com.au.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening to The Final Bell. It's the official Geelong Cats podcast where Scotty Gallen, Zach Toohey and myself talk all things Cats, all things football and have a little bit of fun as well. And every week we are joined by Angus Kramer, who is the VFL expert here at the Cats. He goes to every single game.
Well, hang on.
He goes to the most. Yeah.
Well, okay.
If he hasn't got anything else on.
Occasionally casts his eye over the VFL team. No, you are there. You are the expert, Angus. Thank you again for joining us.
No worries. I don't think I'll be called an expert until I do a full season of going to the games. But thanks anyway.
A complete domination on the weekend by the Cats over North Melbourne. 21-11, 137, defeated the Kangaroos. 5-7-37 for an even 100-point victory. But it was even more impressive than a 100-point victory, wasn't it?
It was. They got a few consolation goals at the end. It was a maybe something to do with us resting a few players that we'll get onto that came back. But it was definitely our best performance of the year, the best performance I've seen them play in a few years. And one that sort of came out of the blue in terms of the fact that North had come off three big wins against Box Hill, who were the top of the ladder, and a few other good teams. But we played some scintillating footy and it was incredible to see.
Before Zach asks you about Mark O'Connor and before Scotty grills you about a few of those players coming back, Corey Gregson did what he had to do after missing out on senior selection. Five goals, best on ground. Stewie Cramery kicked three, Narkle three, Holland Smith and Myers kicked two each. Gregson listed as best on ground, but Jackson Thurlow as well in the best. So those players vying for senior selection did what they had to do, didn't they? They went back and performed brilliantly.
They're putting a lot of pressure on the guys in the AFL side who are playing pretty well at the moment, but it was the first time that the full six best players have all been AFL-listed players. And, yeah, the likes of Gregson, Thurlow, Abbott, Narkle, they're all putting a lot of pressure on the guys up in the AFL side, and there was no real poor performers on the day.
Now, Angus, explain to me how the senior guys coming back. Guthrie, what did he offer, Cam Guthrie?
Yeah, he looked pretty good. He played a variety of roles. Him, Scoot and Hendo all played about three quarters.
So where'd Hendo play?
Hendo played down back. Right. Pushed up a little bit, but there was no forward line play like you'd like to see, I'm sure.
And Scott Selwood.
Yeah, Scoot was pretty solid too, going through the middle. They had a lot of, with obviously Hawlow and Thurlow's pushing in there at the moment, a lot of quality VFL listed midfielders. It's a pretty stacked midfield in the VFL side, but Scoot got a bit of a run down there too.
So no Henderson on the wing.
He might have dabbled there a little bit.
Shows what I know about footy. I watched that game for three quarters and thought, geez, Hendo's got well on the wing.
More than Angus.
But, yeah, maybe I wasn't watching. But maybe the ball spent so long in our forward line that it seemed that he was standing on the wing because he was pushing up so high. That could have been part of it.
Stewie Cramery, three goals I mentioned, in a half. But what happened to him? The injury's eye, was it?
Yeah, had a great first half. He was on fire, kicked three early goals, and then a marking contest that just looked pretty ominous, and he came down and he covered his eye up with his hand, towel went over it, and he went down in the rooms and never came back, and went to hospital for, yeah, a scratch on his eye, which is not good for someone who was in form and hoping to get back into the AFL side.
Now, Quinton Narkle interests me. He's been back 2 or 3 weeks. We've got suddenly a plethora of little forwards. But he's a nice size. He's a bit taller. Or was that just me walking past him?
Yeah, look.
You are a munchkin.
I let myself open to that. But he is taller than a Fogarty and other types.
Yeah, JJ, a bit bigger, mate. A bit more towards the cockatoo size.
See, that's where I'm
style
coming.
Player. But he played his best game since coming back. He had 20-odd touches, kicked 3 goals.
Because we haven't really seen him. Damaging. He came here, he was injured his first year.
Did his SCL. The goal he kicked at the very end, that was just incredible. So we had a look at it today. It was a D50 stoppage where he's won the clearance, had 2 or 3 touches and literally kicked it from 25 out up the other end. It was just
kept running.
Yeah. It was fantastic. The most, like, it was the closest to what we drafted since his injury.
So I think I tweeted that it was similar to the Travis Varko's 2011 grand final goal. Wow. The way the efforts all the way down the ground and then to finish at the end with a goal. It was great to see.
I found another one. Oof. Wellesley.
Well done. Are we going to get Wellesley on?
Well, you had lunch with him.
Oh, I was trying. His management asked big dollars to get him on here. Link McCarthy, either one. So he was a late withdrawal on the weekend. What will he play this week?
Well, I must admit, I actually didn't realize. I didn't realize he didn't play it till just now. No. So obviously I didn't know he wasn't going to play it till just before we ran out. So I'm not really sure why he had the setback.
Yeah, he was down in the rooms after the game. He just a bit sore and then didn't come up for the game. So I presume if it's just a bit of soreness that he'll be back in this week. I've got one thing, though, for Zach. If you're always pushing Mark O'Connor to come in, and he was great again on the weekend, played a great role down back, but you say that you don't want to change the back line. You're in a bit of limbo there. What would you rather, Mark in or not?
Yeah, Mark in. Yeah. Of course I'm Mark in. I'll push one of those who comes midfielders out. Those midfielders who won't defend. Any one of them.
Beautifully done. This week, it's Saturday at Port Melbourne.
Yeah. Another good test. We're fourth. They're sitting about 6th or 7th. So it'd be another great game. But if win the form we're in, we should get a win.
Great to hear. 2 o'clock, I think. Televised on Channel 7 as well.
Yeah, so our first game on TV this year, which would be nice.
Brilliant. Thank you for your time, Angus. We absolutely appreciate that. As I mentioned before, the VFLW had a competition bye. So no VFLW guest this week, other than to let you know the news for the game that is coming up. The Cats play against the Darebin Falcons this Saturday at 2:45 at GMHBA Stadium. And it'll be a good clash, Scotty.
It will be.
Darebin are fifth
Lily
on
Mithen,
the ladder.
One of our greats. I think she's...
Lil's playing for Darebin.
Yes.
We can't get her back to the Cats.
No, we're not allowed to because she's committed to Melbourne.
Disappointing. Fifth on the ladder they are. 3 wins and a loss. And the Cats are top, aren't they?
Oh, well, every time we talk about it, they win. You'd think that they're undefeated, aren't they?
No,
a couple of draws.
Got the nod. They are sitting on top of the ladder. So that'll be a good clash. So get along to that one if you can. Saturday at 2:45. And it's actually part of a triple header of women's football. There's a Vic Country v Vic Metro under 16 game and an under 18 game. 11 a.m., 1 p.m. and then 2:45 for the main game. So that's the VFLW on the weekend. We'll talk with hopefully Hoodie or perhaps Simone, the boss of the women's football, next week to see how the team went. Time to get to the questions, though. We do appreciate our listeners always sending in a couple of questions to keep us on our toes. Jump on any of the social media outlets to send some in for us. And start off with Darren, which is to you, Zach, ahead of the clash with Richmond this week. If Dusty sticks out his arm, don't argue style, what do you do to combat it?
Well, there's not much you can do. The technique is to try and slap it away, and God, it's easier said than done. But yeah, there's not much you can do. It's incredible how good
just
he is.
Just don't tackle him.
Just do what I do. Get away. Get on the outside. Leave it to
stay away. While you're on a roll, keep going with this. Rob sends in Zach. Oh, this is a serious one too, Zach. God. You seem to have been doing a lot of promo work of late, along with Big Sav and Tom Stewart. Is there a selection process for these, or do you put your own hand up for these modelling gigs?
So some of us are more photogenic than others.
Why is he looking at me? Well,
I presume he's basing this on the retro, that one photo promotion we've done this year.
Did you put your hand up and demand that you were part of that photo shoot?
Absolutely.
Waiting for a knot there.
Nah, you get rounded up and asked to do these things.
Okay, fair enough.
I promise you I'm not looking to do them.
All right, David sends in, any chance, talk about looking after your defenders, any chance of finally getting Collar a goal? Poor kid's been trying for 2 years. Stick him in the forward pocket and let him get it out of his system, for pity's sake. 59 games, 0 goals for Collar. You're dobbing him from 60 and
celebrating. Yeah, rubbing salt in the... Yeah, when Buse starts kicking him from 50.
Jack Henry had a shot too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's had a couple of...
Can you get Collar one?
We just need to swing him forward. We're super aware of the streak he's on, and I think he is too. So we just need to swing him forward.
Is it a part of a bet too? Hasn't that been introduced?
No, not everything's a bet.
Collar's not making any bets at the moment. He's forking out for business class flights to America for Plugger Gardner. You'll
maybe
find him one though.
Yeah, maybe this weekend.
That'd be nice at the MCG on Sunday, Arvo.
It's Richmond, no worries.
Yeah. Tanya writes in, and Scotty, you can jump in here if you like, because we've been grilling Zach, but what does Jackson Thurlow need to do to get back in the side and maintain his spot?
Well, he's got to get more than 40 touches like he did on the weekend.
It's a good response.
He has to get 50, obviously. No, he's a nice player, halfback flank, Aaron Black, they might use him. I don't think he can do much more. He's that versatile type, and I think he might get an opportunity this week.
Just keep playing great footy. In the end, that's what you have to do, don't you? If you keep putting in the performances, the coaches, you force the hand of the coaches.
Well, that's the only way you can get in. And we've talked about like some of the guys in the VFL this weekend. We're in a good position. We're playing really well at AFL, and we have guys pressuring underneath. And the sad reality is you just can't play everyone. So,
and it's been part of... You could track the last 10 years. When, of the premiers I'm talking, or the top two teams... When the VFL is also playing great footy, it puts pressure on selection. You get quality. If there is an injury, someone goes down, someone jumps in. Hawthorn did it when they were winning premierships.
Well, the Bulldogs and Richmond in the last 2 years, their VFL teams playing the grand final or won the flag, one or the other.
Even going back to when I was playing at VFL, was winning premierships in 2007, 2012. So it was a real quality entire club that was happening. Brendan's the last one. And Brendan, your question around where does Henderson fit in with the backline? Hopefully we... answered that one before, but thank you for sending that question in. We've got to take a break because the skipper has walked into the house.
Strutted.
He's just stared at Zach Tuohy.
He's not happy.
Can't believe it's round 13 coming up and you're only putting me on now. So we'll talk with the skipper next. We'll take a break.
The Three Musketeers, Blink 182, Triple Threat, Three in a Row, the BLT, Selwood, Ablett, Dangerfield. There's no doubt the best things come in threes. And now the Geelong Cats introduce the MCG 3 membership. You get entry to any three of our home and away games against the Pies, Bombers, Tigers or Hawks at the home of football in 2018. Price from $36, head to membership.geelongcats.com.au.
The skipper, Joel Selwood, has joined to the final bell, the Geelong Cats podcast. Joel, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Lingy, pleasure. I've been actually asking Zach when I'm going to get a spot on the in the hot seat, so happy to be here today.
Start off with a footy one quickly before we tend to have a little bit of
real
fun
stuff
on this podcast.
Okay.
A terrific win on the weekend against a good team. It was hard fought. You had a little bit of attention. Ben Jacobs running around. I'm no doubt frustrating the hell out of you, but you fought through it really well. Just a good win and... building nicely. Scotty earlier has just blown the lid off. He reckons the Cats are flying at the moment, but you must be happy.
Well, not flying, but going along well, obviously. We had a game down here against Carlton that we probably needed to fine-tune a little bit, Zach. And, you know, we've come out of that and the last 8 quarters, at least, we've got more of what we want. One was against sort of an undermanned and developing Gold Coast side. And then down here on the weekend was against a side that we think are going to be really up there come the end of the year. And they pressure as well as anyone. And to have more tackles than them and to, just... make sure we win the contested ball, have it in our half for most of the day, was pleasing.
One more serious one, I promise you, and then we'll have some fun. Just the modern game, we in the media, we do like to throw things round and round and round in circles, but talk to tag or not to tag. Ben Jacobs does it very well for the Kangaroos. How hard is it to fight through somebody who is paying that much attention to you in the midfield? And then how did you fight through it to have such a huge impact in the second half as well?
Well, to be honest, it's just to, you know, bite your time a little bit and be patient with it. Early in the game, we were having guys that were getting their hands on it a little bit more, and there was a position where I could put myself in the field that would make it hard for North Melbourne to take the ball forward, where we could get an extra number around the ball. So it was... You do those little things, and then as the game opens up, you'll end up getting involved eventually. Sometimes it doesn't quite happen like that too. On the weekend it did, but you got to keep thinking your ways through it. I've been tagged a lot of times now, and I've been playing with a lot of guys that have been tagged. So, you know, we keep talking to each other, just throwing up different ideas. Whether you know, sometimes you're running a straight line, goal line to goal line too much and try and, you know, get that breakneck speed ball. You got to run across the patterns. You just got to keep trying different things. And Ben's one of the tighter taggers that you play against now. Not only does he just go with you at stoppages, he just trails you around the ground. So you can actually take him out of space at times and open up the ground a little bit more.
You reckon Gaz wasn't a little bit excited running around on the weekend when Joel's getting...
Well, clearly a maturing cell, because... In the past, you might have... What's the word, Zach? Belted?
Belted young man. You're gone with this, Scotty.
Hey, he's only been here 10 minutes.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Because the frustration must be... Because what do you think when you see him walking up to you? You're like, okay, here we go.
Well, not so much that. You do still respect that you're playing okay footy. Because first of all, the opposition think that you're going okay enough to... put someone on you to try and stop you. But from there, it's, okay, how are we going to work this out? And, you know, you do work throughout the week, but the game of AFL is so different week to week. What it's going to throw up, you know, we're playing guys that have played under 50, you know, under 20 games, a lot of the boys out there on the weekend, they don't know what's going on a lot of the time. We just tell them what to do, play this role, but really just go out and have fun and we'll fix it up around you. So the challenge is still there, and that's why we love playing too. You know, some weeks we're going to, you know, play well. Some weeks you're going to get shut down. But when you are getting shut down, it's how you can help from there. You know, there might be a moment, there might be one passage of play that you do get that could make a huge difference.
And clearly Gaz was enjoying himself, because there's footage of him blocking for you at a throw-in, which, God love Gaz, but he doesn't do that too often, so.
Well, he's just lobbing grenades, you left, right and centre.
No, well, you're too scared
He hasn't not been on a ground without, you know, heavy attention too many times in his career, so you do appreciate it. I mean, and there was a number of times throughout the day where Ben would have thought that he was treated in the wrong way, whether it be a little bit off the ball and just a simple bump.
That's part of tagging. You deal with it.
Is that right? But it is. I mean, no, you know, Lingy copped it too. You know,
well, he deserved
when we
it.
When we sent
blood
Cameron
put
to,
on him.
We were told to protect him as much as what we would protect Gary back in the day. And, you know, the same thing now with Sam Benigola doing a few jobs. Scott, obviously. Cam Guthrie's done them in the past too. You got to look after those guys just as much.
Does Zach look after you?
He does look after me.
Which the pitch went up a bit then. I'm quite sure about that.
Try and get down to the back line and see the back line boys every now and then, but we usually get abused by them going, boys, what's going on in this first half of the year? We're building, Zach, before you jump in there. We're building to a big second half of the year because our centre bounce clearances at the moment are not where we want them. But
well, I did make the point that the back line's getting a lot of credit. We're holding up well under a lot of pressure. And we owe that to the mids, because if they actually defended, we wouldn't be in a position to win so many one-on-ones and look so great if they actually won a few clearances.
Oh,
so
it's easy when you get kicked up high in the air, isn't it?
We owe the mids quite a lot, down back.
Well, what can you say? Back lines don't change sometimes, do they? They stick together and they obviously back each other up very well.
We're going to put you on the spot with a couple of difficult questions now. Who's better, Gaz or Paddy?
That is a difficult question. Are we talking about right in their prime?
Yep.
Because we probably... probably didn't get to play with Gaz right in his prime because he was up at the Gold Coast in those first couple of years. But I reckon we got to play with Pat. And to be honest, I still think that he's back half the year will be massive too. I'm going to sit on the fence.
I thought we were moving into something.
Okay, well, while you're sitting on the fence then, we want you to rank your brothers, not as footballers, but as blokes.
Well, Scoot will do anything for me, so he'll get number one, and he's the closest to me. He's only got a locker two doors down. Troy's the next closest to me, so obviously Livy in Geelong. He can go second.
Rattling these off quick. He's thought of it.
It's almost like Julie, he wanted me to ask.
Hopefully Adam tunes in this week because he hasn't looked into a Mother's Day present, a mother's birthday, a Father's Day present, father's birthday present for the last 18 years that he's been in WA. I've had to organise all of them. So
the mail doesn't work over there. It's very difficult.
Well, it's very slow, Scotty. Very slow.
So Adam's number three.
Number three.
Okay, fair enough.
Tailed
too
off
easy
too.
That. Wow. Too easy that question.
You got one to put him on the spot with.
Now, you mentioned Scott. How do you approach? Because you play every week and have for 10 years. He never plays. Are you a compassionate brother or are you a mate? What are you doing?
Probably not compassionate enough, to be honest. You know, he's had a tough run. And to be honest, like you've said, I haven't been in the situation. Missed three games last year. But yeah, I mean, he's had long stints out. But he's at the stage now where he's getting to know his body a little bit, you know, better. I think when he first come over, he was a little bit impatient and just, you know, wanted to get out there. He's part of Geelong. He wanted to play in the hoops. Everything was really exciting to him. Now he knows, okay, big picture stuff. I've got to make sure that I get it near enough right and just back the rest of everything else will go right and come in and, you know, do what I have to when I'm ready.
Pre-game routine. I did notice a change to your pre-game routine up in Gold Coast. So we went and had a look at the deck as soon as we flew up to Gold Coast. Had a little walk around, nothing too strenuous. Skip had the top off before he was off the bus. And then for the warm-up, he's taken his top off and started warming up topless in the rooms. Run us through your pre-game routine.
As we sit here, and it's a beautiful rainy day outside. It's about 12 degrees. So we got up to Gold Coast. True, Zach. Shirt was still on at that stage by the time we got off the plane.
Well, I didn't take it off on the plane.
Lockie Fogarty, he's known for that, but we'll move on. Ground deck was hard, really hard.
So you thought I'd better play it safe and take my top off here.
So I thought I'd play it safe and I'll just roll the top over as many times as I can as we're rolling the back out, and I just thought I'd have a little bit of extra cushioning under the back.
Toughest and player in the AFL.
Sun was coming in. I was getting a bit of nice vitamin C into me. And then when was the other time? Oh, in the rooms
before the
game.
I actually
just got my timings wrong. I thought we'd finished before we went into our three-man weave, our last sort of three-man weave with a bump bag. But
we've had the same routine as a warm-up for a year and a half that I've been here, and now he's just gotten his timings wrong.
Things are a little bit different of late.
Yeah.
I've had to strap the finger, strap the elbow, strap the shoulder, ankles.
But still have a chance to take the shirt off.
Yeah. Just leave the shirt off, I reckon. Steve Johnson style in many ways.
Oh, yeah, Stevie wouldn't take his off right now. You've recently turned 30.
True.
Happy birthday, old boy. Is it true a little surprise party was thrown for you, but you were lulled into thinking you were going somewhere where you were going to either have to purchase or be given a greyhound?
Yeah, well, that's true. It was either a greyhound or a horse. I was a little bit worried because I said to Britt throughout the week, I'm like, okay, I thought I was going to catch up with the school friends. So there's four of us that catch up regularly. And we were going to have just a quiet day, and so we're making our way out sort of through Finesford, and on the way to either Lara or Ceres, and I was like, geez, I know I could be in trouble here. So I said to her, there's no ongoing cost here, is there, Britt? And she sort of reinforced me that there was no ongoing cost, but then I thought, I'm still not certain that I'm not going to be buying a horse at this stage or I'm not going to be buying a greyhound. But we have spoken about the greyhound, Britt and I, and it's not right off the page. We may get into one at some stage. But Yeah, she wants something to run around. She's, she's having a little bit of a problem at the moment. she went 3 from 3 yesterday, so she was quite happy.
That'd be a big commitment to get a greyhound together. I mean, that's
it's the only dog we're going to get in our household. I can tell you that. We've got a little apartment in town, and there's no like, dogs going in there.
It's almost like you're craving a greater commitment together.
Oh, Cameron.
So I'm getting
not
sense.
Just yet.
Yeah.
No, greyhound for now, and then we'll see how that goes. And
we have seen those
we'll
superb
see.
Geelong travel ads.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mate. No,
is there another one?
No. Well, hopefully.
You need to learn to say no.
There's maybe
some feedback for you. You need to learn to say
Geelong
no.
Travel, obviously a good friend of mine.
which was the best out of the large array you've got going on?
So, yeah, no, it's probably the first one with Scoot. So he was only in town for about 3 weeks, and I said, Scoot, I've got one for us.
Free trip.
Yeah,
here we go.
No, it was more, come up here, I need your help. He didn't have too many friends at the time, as you could probably tell. Now he can't even get him for a coffee. But I said, mate, come up here and look, it's easier just to play along with it, and we won't get in too much trouble here, but play along and just play it up, and it won't look as silly as what it sounds.
Now,
come out shocking.
Yeah. We love getting an insight into the team here behind the scenes. So when you arrived and Cameron was running this town, young man, things were good for you, young man. Mitch Duncan probably then came in and tried to still hang on to your coattails, Joel.
Yep.
What's the info now? Who's the young men in this team who are enjoying the city of Geelong?
Well, as Cameron knows, you get a little bit left behind as captain at times in all the information. And I do get left out of the loop a little bit. But running the town at the moment...
If you had to throw a name out.
Well, Corey Gregson comes to mind. Corey Gregson.
Zach nodded straight away.
With a little bit of Mark Blitzarves. And then Brandon Parford's the up-and-comer. He's the understudy.
He's got
the... A little bit of Bruno Mars about him. So he's... I don't know if he swaggers so much like Bruno, but we'll have to keep a close eye on it, hey, Zachy?
Yeah, Scoot gets involved. Scoot.
Oh, yeah, he's a drag along. Yeah. I think he's the poor single man.
So Mark Blitzar's bleach blonde hair is doing himself wonders. The off-season for you. Is it true you're off to maybe, I think, a wedding overseas? And then are you hitting up the lovely town of Munich?
No, yeah, well, beforehand, Munich. Long way away. October, so I'm not sure exactly what the finer details are, but... I'll get filled in by the squad. I think there's a bit of a team going over. So been invited to that one, which is nice. And then, off to, where am I off to? Portugal.
To a wedding?
Yeah, Jaron Geary's getting married over there. So fill in with the Saints boys. I'll have a bit of footy trip with the Saints boys.
They won't have much to celebrate. So
They might have done a bit of drinking by then. So I might be a little bit behind.
Be back into pre-season training by then. Joel, we've got to go. Unfortunately, we could talk to you forever. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for
appreciate
badgering
that. Thank
Zach
you.
To get on. Zach, are you happy with
thanks,
his performance?
Zachy.
Yeah, you were just a bit sour that Paddy got on first. Is that there's a bit of tension brewing between
us.
Yeah,
I'm a bit sick of Pat at the moment.
He
came 2 years ago. He's, everyone's got number 35 on their back. Everyone's, got posters of him around town. I used to be the man at one stage, but as soon as you two rocked up, and Zach, come on.
Please.
It's not only the retro round. I did hear a little bit earlier, but Zach has been getting out there, and the town is loving him.
Yeah.
And, talking mayors, Bruce is doing a great job at the moment, Harwood, but...
you can see Zach with the robes. I can see it.
Yeah.
This wonderful man, Joel Selwood... kind-hearted man. Came along to little Maxie Ling's fifth birthday party because Maxie wanted to invite him. Has bought Max and Henry footy jumpers, with the number 14 on the back. Just an absolute gentleman. Unfortunately, Maxie turned up the other night, came down the rooms after the Carlton game wearing the number 35. He's burnt you, buddy. I'm sorry.
Mate, there's no coming back, Joel.
I'm sorry, brother.
And... I can't even be upset with it anymore because I've cried all my tears. they're all out. I mean, all the kids are telling me. Bo Enright's done the same thing. There was no number 14, but You know, as soon as Corey goes, then Collar Jasny. So quickly getting reminded that I'm getting older.
I'm sorry to end it on that note. We all still love you, and we thank you for coming on. All the fans who listen to this still love you.
Very good.
Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks,
thank you.
Guys. Good work.
Cheers, Skip.
Always good to catch up with the skipper there, Joel Selwood, and obviously in good nick if he's getting the shirt off basically
happy,
as he's on
very
the
happy.
Aeroplane mm-hmm. flying away.
30 years of age. Yeah. Time's gone quick.
Four more years? Five.
Six. Well, everyone's getting five-year deals except Zach around here.
Four anyway.
Four, Skip. Yeah. Easy. Nah, keep him around forever. The great man. It's time now for the segment we call For Whom the Bell Tolls, where we put somebody or something under a little bit of pressure from either the rest of the AFL world or even general sporting world, politics. Scotty tends to wade into some dangerous territory with his, so we won't go there too often. Do you want to kick us off, Scotty?
Well, I've got a couple. I was going to have a go at the MCC.
Why?
The big freeze game. How good was that? 2 o'clock. Game. Let's get 80,000. Let's get in. We'll open the gates at 1:30.
With bit the of slide a starting yes. at 2 o'clock.
1:30. We couldn't get it organised earlier. We didn't see 80,000 coming. Come on, guys. Please.
Good horrible. Start, Scotty. Can I say, what a day that was. Neil great Danaher day. Is an amazing inspiration day. And a legend, a champion. These words, an inspiration. They're thrown around a lot, but he is. He's a brave man and doing some wonderful things.
And kudos to the 18 coaches. That was spectacular. But then something else, Zach. Sauna etiquette. Are you a sauna man?
No, kind of not really. More of a...
I don't mind it. Medical reasons often. Hangover, big hangover, I find it's magnificent. Okay. Easy sweat.
If you're a jockey.
Head cold, get rid of it. It's cheating, obviously. So I may have been in there recently. And normally it's old men, larger men.
Was it head cold or hangover for you?
No, it was head cold. There's some medical reasons. And there was this person in there doing stretches, stand up, the whole thing. And, you know, it's a pretty confined space, the old sauna. I'm going, I don't know how this works. You don't want to look at anyone when you're in this sort of environment. stretching.
Doing stretches with bathers on? Or
yes. Okay. Togs on, that's okay. All. And I'm going, do I say something? Do I say, hey, Ace, out you go?
No, see, I'm...
You'd be comfortable with that. Stretching.
Yeah, I suspect
full on.
You take us to some random places, Scotty.
I just like to attack the very big issues in life.
So would you be okay if it was like... Not such a large gentleman.
No, he wasn't large. He was like quite fit.
Oh,
just but no he stretching.
Was just doing stretching. I don't know why you do stretching in a sauna.
That's not really sauna etiquette. That's fine though, isn't it? What's?
No, I don't think it should happen. That's my why point. Not? You just sit there and just.
What if he's in there for medical reasons too?
No.
What if he's like got tight hammies and he's tall stretch?
I'll leave it on this.
You're in there for medical reasons. So is he.
Are you a steam or a clear sauna? Yeah, it's got the steam on.
Dry sauna or
dry?
Nah,
oil.
Yeah, steam. Nah, I don't like the dry ones.
Yeah, I'm a steam.
Can't
Cameron?
Really, can't really breathe enough.
I don't use them at all.
I think you should
be good for your pores.
of all the tangents we could have gone off okay, on, I wasn't
back.
Expecting that. I mean, you've sauna gone etiquette. Off on death to wildlife.
You watch the punters out there. They'll start emailing.
Okay, send it
tweeting.
In. Tell us, should people, if you're in the sauna, are you allowed to stretch?
Please I don't think you
jump
should.
On. Scotty says no.
I'm Zach, fine.
Zach, what have you got for us? Please straighten us back up.
Yeah, well, people who post and then like or retweet their own tweets. This is
people
one
don't
of my,
do that.
People do that,
yeah.
And they do it a lot. And this is one of my new biggest pet hates. Is if you're not convinced by your own tweet that no one's going to like it, so you think, well, I'll get it off Mark here. Well, get off the internet and go read some books or something. So what? People who like and retweet their own tweets.
And what about liking praise also? Nothing drives me madder.
As in positive?
Yeah, like a story or you've done something. Oh, really great work, Zach Tui, da-da. And you'll retweet.
That's not so bad. That one's okay.
You're a disgrace.
How often have you done that?
No, not often. Once or twice a week.
So don't like or retweet your own post.
Yeah. Do you not think that's...
No, you send it out there once. I think it's enough.
Well, okay, please, sauna, stretch or no stretch. If you post a tweet...
Just
are you
don't
allowed
like
to
it.
Like or retweet? Listeners, please let us know. Yeah. Zach's not happy about it.
I just think it's, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like
you missed out on your For Whom the Bell Tolls last week.
Last
do you
week.
Want to
yeah,
do
what happened there?
Well,
Have you I'm got, not sure. Got another point?
Exactly what happened.
The editor's
well, I can
cut
do
you
another
out.
One. Yeah, I have another pet hate, and I've used this one before, but this is and has been my number one for a long time. Is when you go into a cafe and you order whatever it is you're ordering, it's not cool. I don't find it impressive that they don't write it down.
Yes.
But they can remember it.
Yes.
Like, it's not cool. It doesn't say, oh, wow, experience.
No.
Like, because all the best case scenario, you get it right, and I think you're a flog for not writing it down. Worst case scenario, you get it wrong, and then I don't get my food on time.
And then I come back and ask,
oh
was that?
Don't come back. Take your chances. Just make it up.
That
don't
is
come
it.
Back and ask
That's
me.
The best of the year. Nothing worse.
Yeah, I
don't
can't
be cool
call.
As a waiter or waitress. Get it right.
The boys have gone bang.
Oh, yeah.
Like do you not it. Agree? Because it's fine. So. Sorry, no, I'm getting fired.
Yeah, no, please.
So if they just, like, because you get the pre-made things on the menu where you can order the whatever it's called. But most people go in and, like, start building their
it
own.
Around. Absolutely.
And they're never
going
to, they can't remember it. And it's not cool.
You got to write everything down.
Okay. Well, please, let us know about that, too. Are you impressed by the wait staff if they don't write it down, nail it, get it right. Are you thinking, wow, this person's very good at their job?
I'm not impressed instantly.
Listeners out there, let us know. Sauna, liking or retweeting tweets, and wait staff not writing down your order. Well,
what else? You can't beat any of that.
I had a serious football one but I'm a bit tempted to do it. Bring the vibe back.
To death.
I'll bore you to death with the sliding rule.
Oh.
Queen's Birthday Monday. Taylor Adams' desperation to get to the ball first and knock it to his teammates' advantage into space to set up what would have been an exciting play. His teammates going to pick it up, run, potentially kick a goal from 50. Fantastic play. No, that is prohibitive contact below the knees. Jel Smith gets the free kick. It is ridiculous. I am supportive of the rule when it's the obvious slide in, knee first, into somebody's lower legs, also known as the Gary Rowan, Lindsay Thomas one. That's what it was brought in for. Everything else where it's you're down winning the ball and you're getting your hands first on the ball and you're leading with your hands to go at the football, it is ridiculous. Needs to be looked at. I know it's not quite as exciting as your
it's
ones.
Not bad. But the onus had to be on the Melbourne guy to jump. Like Adams was already there, so you look after yourself and jump over it.
You've got
that's how long he had.
Either players are starting to actually realise, oh well, if I just go in sort of standing up, I'll draw
and
a free kick.
And fall over.
Here.
Yeah.
I think that's happening.
It's against the spirit of the
game.
Yeah,
I agree.
Well, it's kind of they're bound by the phrasing. Like the umpires have to umpire. Like this is what it says.
Yeah.
So that's technically what happened, and you can't have a rule that says, oh well, just you know, umpires just call it how you see it. But honestly, just calling it how you see it might be a better way to go.
Well, but you're right. The umpires have to...
Like, they're bound by the rules. It's not really their fault.
So the rule needs to change to say that if you're going leg first, feet first, knee first, sliding in, no worries, it's a free kick. If you're going hands first at the ball to try and win the footy, like we've done for 150 years...
But he had possession of the ball, effectively.
Play on. Ridiculous. Gee, I'm angry about that one.
Wow.
Nearly as angry as what Zach was about weight staff. Oh, don't
you're
write down
that's
their
the
order.
Big one.
Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Been solid today, boys, I reckon. Yeah. Very good. Zach, however...
We're resting.
Are you being rested? Managed?
Tired.
What? No, I'm just getting away for a few days.
Sneaking away ahead of the bye, so you won't be with us...
after the bye. Like, we play Richmond before the
bye. Richmond.
I'll hang around for that.
Next week.
I'm quirky like that. I like to...
just want to get away. Next week's podcast, you won't be with
well,
us.
Well, yeah, probably going to be away. Don't know for sure just yet.
Oh, okay.
So his name's still in the selection arena there, Scotty. That's good. We will have to track down somebody who can fill his shoes.
Good luck with that.
Bringing a lot to the table. So we'll work on that if Zach does rest up. Reminder for the weekend, of course, the AFL game, 3:20 Sunday afternoon at the MCG against the Tigers. What a game that will be. Second versus fourth, I believe it is. So it'll be a huge game of footy. The VFL at Port Melbourne, live on Channel 7, 2 p.m. Saturday. The VFLW, GMHBA Stadium against Darabin, 2:45 on Saturday. Scotty, I'm sure you'll be able to get along to that one as well. Thank you again for listening to us. We always love and appreciate your support. As always, if you've got any questions for us, fire them in. Zach, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you very much.
It'll be a cracking game. Scotty, will you be there at the G?
No, I won't.
What game have you got?
No, I think I'm weekend free.
Oh, okay.
I'll be on the couch watching.
Scotty's bludgeoning again. And he gets stuck into poor Angus about not going to games.
Well, I don't have a commitment every week like our man.
Oh, well, okay.
Yes, I see, got something on Friday night. Yeah, I might be still resting from that.
Well, we'll see you next week. We might
I'll be here. I'm always
next week. Thanks again for listening. All the best.